Just said, I know a plenty of folks, but I don't know where I could just name one would be able to help you know. Yeah. I just don't know. Do y'all get around to any of these just like schools, you know, like over here in Greensboro, you got the color school or white school, y'all check on any of them, or just out on the rural route, you know, amongst the farming people?
Mainly in the country more than in the city.
Yeah, I see. That's right.
We just got here this morning. And
that's right.
Been able to. Well, Dennis, I'll come back after a while.
Okay, I'll just start walking down the road if you don't come back after a while.
Okay. Well, I'll see you. Thanks a lot.
You're well.
Now, see, we have... I sure you have time. It takes about an hour. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'll try to see the bad way.
Okay, we'll make this quick as possible. And I just ask these questions, and there's no right answer or wrong answer, you see. We just want to find out what different people call different things. So,
I see.
So whatever name you have for any of these objects, which I ask a question about, you just tell me. There's no wrong answer, no right answer.
I understand.
Okay, all I need first is just a little personal information on yourself, your full name.
Yeah, Joe.
Yeah, what is it, your full name?
Henry E. Henry Ernest, you know, I put the E for Ernest, you know, mm-hmm. Henry Ernest.
And were you born here?
Born here in Greene County.
And how old are you, sir?
Well, I'm about 70. 1 or 2 years old, something like that. Mm-hmm.
And what's your religion?
You mean my relation, my kinfolks? You mean? Well, my daddy's name is John. Mm-hmm. Mother name Eliza.
Mm-hmm. And were they born here too?
They're born here.
Oh, fine. Where were you educated?
Well, I went to a little school, public school, back up here on, it's called Finley Chapel. Mm-hmm. I never went to no high school or nothing of kind like that, mm-hmm. you know.
Just through seventh?
I made something like about sixth or seventh grade in mm-hmm. it, you see.
And,
Hi,
how you doing? I'm from Emory University, and we're taking interviews with people who were born and raised in this area. You know, what names they give things. Mr. said he'd take this for us. And were your grandparents born here, too?
Yeah, they was born here. And, some of them was born, let me see. I take that back. My grandparents, now listen, my grandparents were slaves.
Mm-hmm.
It's for freedom. All of them were slaves. Now, I don't know, as far as I can, some of them was born, the majority of them was born in some part of Mississippi, if I make no mistake. That's where they were checked out from, to Virginia, you know, where they were sold here to this crowd here, mm-hmm. in, you know, in Georgia.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah, that's where as I, you know, right there. Now, I guess that's where they were, I don't know, I guess that's where they was born, in some part of Mississippi or someplace like it. Okay. I couldn't just say where they was born, that's where they were slaves.
Well, that's fine, that's good enough.
Yeah.
Are you married, sir?
I'm married.
And, how old is your wife?
Well, she's about 48 or 49 mm-hmm. years old, something like that.
Fine. Well, okay, I'll go through these questions all as right, quickly as possible. Right. And like I said, you just answer.
Okay, all right.
And there's no right answer. So, well, what do you call the latter part of the day